The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, brings a machloikis if the avnet of the Kohen Gadol and the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot all year round were the same. There is no question that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year round was made out of shatnas. There is no question that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was not shatnas. The Gemara says there's a machloikis. What was the avnet of a Kohen Hedyot that he wore all year round made out of? And the Gemara reported that it's actually a machloikis of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, but we're not quite certain who holds what. And then the Gemara brings Rayas that it's Rebbe who's the opinion that holds that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was the same as the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. And Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Afana Namitanina, the Pasuk says regarding the avoid of Trumas Hadeshen, of taking off every day that was the first activity that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, removing the ash from the Mizbeach. And the Torah HaKadosh, it says, V'lobash HaKoyim Midoy Bad, and the question is, why does the Torah have to repeat the word Yilbash? The Pasuk already began with the word Velovash. Mata Maloima Yilbash. Why does the Torah have to repeat the word Yilbash? Lahavi Metznefes V'avne L'Trumas Hadesh and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Pasuk only said that the Kohen, as he does the avoid of the Trumas Hadesh, wears the Midoy Bad and the Mechnesi Bad. How also do we know that he wears the Mitznefes and Avnate? Says Rabbi Yehuda from the extra word Yilbash. Rabbi Doysa says a different limud from this extra word Yilbash. Lahavi Big Day Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. To teach us that the begodim that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, Shein K'sherim L'Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol may not wear them again on Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol doesn't wear them during the year, but a Kohen Hedyot may wear them during the year. To which Rebbe says, Rebbe Oimer, Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar. I have two reasons, says Rebbe to Rebbe Doysa, why I disagree with you. One, says Rebbe, of Netos Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Loizo of Netos Kohen Hedyot. As we said at the beginning of our shir, certainly the avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was not shatnas. And if the avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wears all year round is shatnas, so it isn't the same beged, and therefore it can't be that that is the beged that he wore. And even though, as the achronim all point out, so the avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Hedyot can't wear all year round. But the other begodim he could wear. How is Rebbe addressing the other begodim? So I saw two terutzim. One is, that is indeed why, as we're going to learn in a moment, Rebbe gave another reason why he disagrees with Reb Doyce's opinion. And also, another pshat is that once he can't wear all of the begodim, so some other begodim, therefore, everybody will have to agree, require geniza, require to be put away. Therefore, their halacha is that none of them can be worn. And therefore, continues the Gemara, oid, begodim shnishtamish ben kedusha chamura, tishtamish ben kedusha kala, says Rebbe to Reb Doysa, how could the begodim that were worn for the Kohen Gadol wore them Yom Kippur, the holiest day, the Avodah, the Kotcha Akotchim, should be worn by a Kohen Hedyot, who doesn't do that type of Avodah? Ella, ma tam aloymer, Yilbash, l'rabbis es hashchokim. He says what Yilbash comes to teach us is that when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen, he could wear big day kahuna that are worn out. There's a machloikis here too, how to understand what he's saying. Doesn't mean to say that shchokim must be worn, or doesn't mean to say that shchakim may be worn. V'az Reb Doisa l'tamei. However, Reb Doisa is following his opinion that we find elsewhere, says the Gemara. The Tanya, the Nichem Sham, regarding the Bigdei Kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, the Torah Kedoshe says, V'nicham sham melamech tunim gnizam. They have to be buried and may not be used again. Reb Doisa Omer, Shleishtam Shem B'Yom Kippur Acher. They may not be used again on a Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol may not wear them again on Yom Kippur. They can't be used again on a Yom Kippur. But that a Kohen Hedyot may wear it again. So what we've learned in this Gemara is that Rebbe's opinion is that Malam B'Kodesh Vei Meridin. And therefore, Big Day Kahuna cannot be worn again by the Kohen, may not be worn again by the Kohen Hedyot, because that would represent, as the Gemara just said, a Hayrada, a downgrade of the Kedusha. And Reb Doisa disagrees. How do we learn Pshat in this Machlokes? There's a very famous Taz. The Taz is in Oreh Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Zayin. The Taz is discussing there a situation of an Aron HaKodesh. Aron HaKodesh, where we put the Sefer Torah, and the Aron HaKodesh, obviously, as the halacha says there in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Ches, Ha'orin v'komash oisim l'sefer Torah, moel by tenai l'shtamish by tashmish avil l'choil. That it certainly has a kedusha, but the Shulchan Aruch teaches us own, and if we made it tonight, before we designated it, then we could change the kedusha, otherwise we may not. Says the Taz, what would be the halacha? The Hoda Minen, the Hach Mil the Osa, Lasa is Megdusha Gdoyle Ktusha Ktana, Kala, that the halacha, that we can't take something that has a higher level Kedusha and pull it down to a lower Kedusha, Hainu Kozman Shroy Lekedusha Gdoyle. That's only when it's still usable for the higher level Kedusha. Avam Ena Ruyla Leze, Rak Lekala. If it's no longer usable for that higher level Kedusha, it's only usable for a low level Kedusha. Tvei odav shiasba l'chol ha'pachas Kedusha kala. Says the Taz, preferable, use it for the lower level Kedusha. Memat shtei pnuya v'togus. Rather that it should not be completely used. V'raya. And he brings a raya, mimitpachas sefer Torah shabala. If the cover of a sefer Torah got worn out, ois menatachrisam lemeis v'zur kenosusam. That is the way to properly bury it. So he says, just like there, instead of just burying it or discarding it, we use it for tachrichim. Ha chinami havetvei las batashmish kedusha. It's preferable to use it for Tashmish Kedusha, Lachsbag Svarim, and to use it to put into it other Svarim, Mashtei Pnuya Lagamra Bali Kedusha Klal. And therefore it says the Taz, a very famous Taz, that even though, as our Gemara teaches us, and we're going to spend time discussing this concept of Mitzvah Shem in today's Shir, the concept of Malam B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin, that concept says the Taz is only applicable when it's still usable for its original designation. But if it's no longer usable for its original designation, it may not, it can be used for, use it for a purpose versus that not using it at all. Before we go further and speak about the Taz and speak about the whole concept of Malam B'Kodesh Vei Meridin, it's interesting to point out that although the Taz does speak about a kula here and allows you to use this Aron Kodesh that's not usable for its original purpose, for other purposes, this very same Taz also teaches us a very big chumrah. He says, certainly, as long as the Aron Kodesh is usable for its original designation, says the Taz, we should not use the Aron Kodesh for any other purposes. And therefore, says the Taz, a very common minute that he disagrees of. He says, what happens if you, on Simchas Torah, Hashanah Rabbah, when all the Sifrei Torah are removed from the Aron HaKadosh, and many people, he says, many shuls have the minig that they put a candle into that Aron HaKadosh at that time. He says, that's inappropriate. Because if the Aron HaKadosh is made to hold Sifrei Torah, to then go and put into that Aron HaKadosh a candle represents that you're not using it for its high level designation. And therefore he says one shouldn't do that. And in fact, I saw for Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Cheshukei Chemed here in Masechta Yuma and Daf Chof, he says a very interesting shaila that comes up. He says many boys receive bar mitzvah gifts when they become bar mitzvah from, they get svarim and they put their svarim, he says, in a svarim shank, in a bookcase. And then they get married, they move on, and this svarim case is now empty. And the people want to now use that svarim case to put on it different flower or whatever, flowers or whatever, may that be done. So, first he wants to say that perhaps it's mutter, because since our svarim aren't in their original case, are covered, so then the svarim bookcase is only a tashmish to tashmish, and since it's not a tashmish to kedusha, when is the era halacha of malam b'kodesh v'lemi reading that we have to treat it with this level of respect, as the halacha teaches us here in Simen Kuf Nandalit? Only if the actual kedusha is on that case. Here the svarim are in covers, therefore it doesn't have that level of kedusha. But he quotes the Imr Yosher, who doesn't follow that approach, and he says that you have to exchange the Kedusha, you have to be paid it. In other words, you have to redeem the Sfarim case for Kedusha, because it has on it a level of Kedusha. He quotes the Chabina Rav, who says that no, that if you're not going to use that Sfarim case, that bookcase anymore for Sfarim, use it for a dvar mitzvah. He says, use it to make a sukkah. Rav Zilberstein Shlita says that he asked this question to Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, his father-in-law. And he says like this. To go take this foreign bookcase and use it for something that doesn't have kedusha is inappropriate. But what he said was that if by using it this way, by putting flowers or silver or whatever there, the svarim that are still in the bookcase will be beautified and will show that we put our expensive items together with the svarim, then he's ready to be lenient. If that will bring into the home a spirit showing how chashuv svarim are. But if that won't be the case, then it shouldn't be done. But as we said, the point that the Taz makes, primarily in this sif that we read, is that even though there's a halacha of Malam B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin, says the Taz, That's only if it's still usable for its original purpose. If it's not usable anymore for its usable purpose, it should not be used. The Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, does not quote this Taz that we just learned, but does not quote this part, this halacha that the Taz just said. And she said, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharet Tzion says, the reason I'm not quoting this halacha that the Taz taught us is because there's a question on this Taz from the Gemara that we just learned and from the Gemara that we're about to learn in a moment. Because as the Bechar Shor and others, Rebbe says that you can't use the why. How could you, Reb Doisa, be right? And you could take the Big Day Kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wore and use it for the Kohen Hedyot. Isn't that a problem with Malon B'Kodesh for Emeridim? But everybody agrees, as we learned just now in the Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol again can't use these Begadim on Yom Kippur. So ask the Bechar Shor and many other Achroinim on the Taz that if you, the Taz, are correct, and an item which can no longer be used for its original designation, there is no halacha Malon B'Kodesh v'loy Meridin. So here, these Begadim Kuna can't be used by a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur again. So why is Rebbe concerned with the halacha of Malon B'Kodesh for Emeridin? And in fact, there are those that want to say that that is actually the machloikis of Rebbe and Reb Doisa. The machloikis of Rebbe and Reb Doisa is in a case where it's not usable for its original purpose, do we say Malon B'Kodesh for Emeridin or not? Rebbe says we do, Reb Doisa says we don't. But of course, the difficulty is obvious that how could the Taz, if that's indeed a machloikas tanoim, the Taz should have said so. And how's the Taz ready to paskin like Reb Doisa versus Rebbe? The Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanim. Irba so, if something happened to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that disqualified him from being able to be the Kohen Gadol, and therefore Mino Achatachtav, and then they appoint someone else, and then the original Kohen Gadol is able to do the Avodah, the halacha is Rishon Chozel Avodasoi, the first Kohen goes back to do his Avodah, Hasheni, but the second person who was at one point the Kohen Gadol, Kol Mitzvah Kehuna Gedoyl Olav, has all of the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave his hair long. He's not allowed to become tamei to relatives. He's not allowed to marry an almana. All of the halachas that apply to a Kohen Gadol apply to him. Divrei Remeya. Rabbi Yossi says as follows. Harish Rishon Chozel Avodasoi. The first Kohen goes back to being the Kohen Gadol. Hasheni Ein Roi Lo Kohen Gadol Lo Kohen Hedyot. The second one cannot be neither Kohen Gadol nor Kohen Hedyot. And in other words, he doesn't wear the Shmoyne Begadim like a Kohen Gadol, nor does he wear the Arba Begadim like a Kohen Hedyot. And Omer Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Yosef ben Ilon B'Tzipayri, Shir by Pesoyin Kohen Gadol, there was a situation there where the Kohen Gadol got disqualified, Uminu Tachtov, and they appointed Yosef ben Ilon to be the substitute Kohen Gadol, Vamr Chachamim, and then the Chachamim said, Rishon Chozel Avodasoi, the first Kohen could go back to do his Avodah, Hasheni, and the second person, Rabbi Yosef ben Ilon, and a royal loyal Kohen Gadol, loyal Kohen Hedyot. May not be a Kohen Gadol nor a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol, he can't be a Kohen Gadol. Mishum Eva. It'll be, if the Kohen Gadol sees this person walking around the Shmoyne Begadim, it'll cause him terrible discomfort. It'll make him very uncomfortable. And certainly Chazal did not want the Kohen Gadol to be uncomfortable. But he can't be a Kohen Hedyot anymore. Again, Mishum Malon B'Kodesh M'loy Meridim. Because the halacha is Malon B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin, and therefore we can't let him be a Kohen Hedyot again. Actually, Tosfos asks an obvious question.
The Gemara just said a moment ago, Reb Yossi just said a moment ago, the reason he can't be a Kohen Gadol is only because of Eva. We don't let him wear the Shemayim Begadim. It's only because of Eva. Which seems to be that if not for the issue of Eva, he's a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. So ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara say that he's not allowed to wear the Arba Begadim of a Kohen Hedyot? Because Malon Bekodesh Ve'meridin, that's not the reason. He's a Kohen Gadol. We're only not letting him wear the Shemayim Begadim because of Eva. So Tosfos answers that if this was the entire issue, we could undo that designation. And therefore, he would not be a Kohen Gadol anymore. The Gemara had to add this concept of Malon Bekodesh Ve'meridin, and that's why, even though halachically we may remove that designation, we don't because of Malon Bekodesh Ve'meridin. Asked the Achronim, again over here, the same question that we mentioned a few moments ago. Here we're saying that the Taz says that we don't say the concept of Malon Bekodesh Ve'meridin where there's no other option. So if the Gemara just finished saying that he can't wear the Shemayim Begadim because of Eva, so what's the Gemara saying that we say Malon Bekodesh Ve'meridin? Hasn't the Taz said that when there's no other option, we don't say Malon Bekodesh Ve'meridin? So here too, again, we have a raya, it seems, against the Taz. On the other hand, there's a Gemara that we learn a few daf further that seems very much to prove that we do follow the opinion of the Taz. The Gemara on daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph speaks about the different lishkos, the different chambers and the different chambers that they had in the off the base hamoiket, and the Gemara on the top of the Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Dreimus Mizrachis, the southeast chamber, hilishka shayos by lechem upon him. That was the lishka that they made the lechem upon him. Mizrachis finis by gonzu base chashminoi avne mizbeach shekotzu malchayoyin. That was the place that the stones that got desecrated by the Yevonim, that's where they put those stones away." And Rabbi Yehuda Asad in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala asks a question. Ar Chaim Siman Lamed asks, why did they put them in a special room? They should have just buried them, as everything that isn't usable is done, says the Yehuda Yala. From here we have a rioted opinion of the Taz. Since these stones were no longer usable, so they don't have that Kedusha. And when the Taz says that if they're no longer usable for the original purpose, we don't have a problem of Malon Bekodesh Ve'meridin. Therefore, says the Gemara, they put those stones away. Why did they put those stones away? In order that they should have them when they'll need them. It's interesting to point out that Rav Moshe has a very different approach to this Gemara, why they put the stones away. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Oru Chaim Chelek Dalid Simen Lamed Ches, where a question was asked to Rav Moshe if there's a Sefer Torah that is no longer usable. The question that he was asked was regarding the Sefer Torah that they've discovered after the Holocaust. Can they put that Sefer Torah into the Aron Kodesh and Shul, or must it be buried? So Rav Moshe says that since it's being put there, and it's put there in a very respectable way, so it's not a bazillion, so it and serves as a reminder to the terrible persecution that we suffered, that brings covet, and that is something that's appropriate. And says Rav Moshe, that was exactly what was the intention of having this room of Boginzu Beis Chashmonai Avne Mizbech Shekotsu Malchi Yivonim. They wanted, instead of burying those stones, they wanted to have those stones there as a constant reminder that we know what the Yivonim wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. Then they would have, and what they wanted to do to Klal Yisrael, their rishis, and to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and therefore they put him over there. But Rav Moshe actually disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Rabbi Moshe says that if they were not put there because they may be used again, because Rav Moshe says it could be that they may not be used again. What was being done there was that this was what they felt was the best way to accomplish Geniza. The best way to do Geniza is by putting it in a place where everybody will see and everybody will remember what the Yevarim did and our Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, putting this Sefer Torah, which is unfortunately possible, but putting it in a Mokum Mechubed, that everybody should remember the rishis of the Natsim and what they and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us is most appropriate. But then Rav Moshe says, if so, wouldn't the halacha be that every time we see that Sefer Torah, we have to tear Kriya? So Rav Moshe says that no. Rav Moshe says that the Chiyuv Kriya is only when we see the actual desecration of the Sefer Torah. Here we don't see the actual desecration of the Sefer Torah, so there is no Chiyuv Kriya. And Rav Moshe says a very interesting further point. He says there were some words written on the side of the Sefer Torah by a priest mentioning the atrocities that happened with the Sefer Torah. Says Rav Moshe, if we are sure that those words were not written for the purpose of a different religion, they were just there to record and memorialize what happened, they may be written and left on that Uriah of the Sefer Torah that Rav Moshe says, and Rav Moshe says was actually what was meant in the Beis HaMikdash as well, to be a constant reminder.